FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Human Settlement says housing construction delays will no longer be tolerated. MEC Siboni Suduma says in some cases developments have been put on hold for years for various reasons. He says they're working with municipalities to speed up the completion of projects, and he's issued a warning to contractors saying they risk losing their developer status if they cause unnecessary delays. Duma says they've stepped in where district municipalities fail to provide funding for the provision of bulk infrastructure. Speaking at a media briefing in Durban yesterday, the MEC said they've spent more than R1 billion on electricity, water and sanitation, which are bulk services that usually fall under municipalities.
I wish to mention that the following projects as an example, one Tubale to Under Umthondane local municipality, King Jojai said it will take 15 years to provide bulk infrastructure. People of this municipality cannot wait any longer. Just for this reason, we've allocated 61 million for the installation of bulk water service and another 19 million for construction of water infrastructure in the area.
Multiple school children have been injured in a crash in Pinetown, west of Durban. Two cars collided head-on on Coventry Road in New Germany this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson was there.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find that the two vehicles had collided in a head-on collision, and one of the vehicles ferrying school children on their way through to school. A total of approximately eight children have been treated on scene by ALS paramedics and will be transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they require. At this stage, the events leading up to the collision is unknown. However, Metro Police and SAPS is in attendance and will be investigating further.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation says it's held successful engagements with key sectors ahead of South Africa hosting the G20 summit in November. South Africa took over the G20 presidency in December last year. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokobo reports.
South Africa is the only African country with permanent G20 membership. This marks the first time in the bloc's history that an African nation is presiding over the group of developed and developing economies. The committee says it wants to ensure the summit leaves a lasting impact on ordinary South Africans. Chairperson Supra Mahumapilu says discussion with stakeholders highlighted their critical role in shaping policies and influencing G20 decisions.
That report by Newswatch's Anastasi Mokobo. And prosecutors in Argentina are about to launch a probe into a cryptocurrency crash, with the country's president at the center of the investigation. Javier Milei denied promoting Libra on social media, which later crashed, costing investors billions of dollars. He claims to have acted in good faith. The currency's value soared and then crashed on Friday, and Milei deleted his post hours later, saying he had made a mistake. Prosecutors will examine whether he committed fraud when he praised Libra, affecting more than 40,000 people. A recap of Ali's story, KZN Human Settlement says delays in housing construction will no longer be tolerated. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.